Howdy. So what's up?
Well, we have to get it out of the way. Anything new on your contract?
Not that I know of. I'm out here focusing on making this team better. I'm still under contract. So, yeah, that's all I know.
How much time, considering everybody asks you, I'm assuming everybody asks you about it, we ask you about it. How is it, can you put it in, compartmentalize it, not think about it?
The contract? Of course. You know, when you grow up how I grew up, with nothing, anything that you have is a lot. So I'm blessed to even be here, fortunate to be in this situation, to have what I have right now.
What's it going to be like? You got a taste of playing with Savage at the end of the last season. Now he's a starter. Talk about Tom. What do you like about him off the field as well as on the field?
What I don't like is how I went to his house last week and he didn't have Blue Moons in his refrigerator. But besides that, you know, we're pretty tight.
What doesn't the public see about Tom Savage, because he's only had such a limited sample, but you've seen him every day in practice?
Man, the kid is a go-getter. He don't quit. You know, even out there today, he was trying to be first. He was hustling. You know, he was out there being a leader. Even though he hasn't played many snaps in this league, even on the sideline last year of games, he was out there helping the quarterbacks, helping us, helping the tight ends, just being active throughout, even though he wasn't starting.
Dre taught you a lot. He took you under his wing. You're doing the same now for Will Fuller. What's it like when that torch is passed?
Oh, man, it's great to see guys develop in this league. Braxton and Will, you know, they had a good offseason. I can tell the way they came out here today and worked. And, you know, they want to learn. They're not kids, and they're not guys that's just going to sit back and, you know, let you tell them things. They're going to ask you questions, kind of like how I did Andre.
About 6 weeks ago, there was an exchange with Bill O'Brien and a reporter at the NFL Scouting Combine where there was some allusion to, I guess, a down season. And Bill seemed to put the kibosh on it pretty quick. What did that mean to you as a player to have a coach who is that defensive and has that much conviction in your ability and your performance?
I mean, it's great when you have a coach like this. It's always on your side. You know, a down season, you know, it's a team sport. It's not one player out there playing. You know, so I did my job to get our team last year to where we got. Even though we didn't get the success we wanted, you know, we still had a pretty good season. Won a division, you know, and it's not easy to win a division in this league. So to have a coach like that on your side all the time, you know, it spreads throughout the locker room.
DeAndre, could you talk about Savage as a quarterback, the ball he throws, and the rapport you guys are developing?
You know, well, we haven't had much time to do much this offseason. You know, he has a family. He's married. You know, but we definitely have been getting after it, you know, since we've been back in town, you know, and just doing extra things. He throws a good ball. He knows his offense better than any quarterback that could be in the system. He's been here since he's been in the NFL and under the system. So, you know, he knows where to put the ball where it needs to be.
Tom said that one of the things he's focused on for next season is developing your guys' communication. Is that something you've seen improve as you hang out and, you know, just as you get more reps?
Yeah, I mean, but we was building that chemistry even when he was on the sideline, when he wasn't playing. Just him always being into the game and knowing what's going on and knowing what he could do if he was in the game, even in practice, you know, even in the film room, he was always into it. It was never a time that he didn't know where the ball should go or how it should be thrown, you know. So I feel like since he's been here for, you know, 4 years, we've been building that chemistry, not just now.
Is that something you really respect about him, how he was able to stay in tune like that?
Of course, and that's something everybody in this locker room respect about him. You know, how he always stayed into it, how he never got down or never doubted himself.
Physically, where do you feel how you're at right now, you know, after, you know, long season last year? And is there anything in particular that you worked on this offseason?
You know, well, I haven't missed a game since I've been in the NFL, so, you know, I don't want to try to fine-tune too much. You know, but definitely, you know, sticking my routines, running hills. You know, I try to follow the Jerry Rice routine, you know, hills. Don't do too much. Don't kill yourself. I'm a receiver. I'm not a bodybuilder. So, you know, just maintaining and getting better at things I need to get better at. And I know that, you know, but as a player, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you and let the other guys, you know, watching this try to get up on me. You know, but definitely there's always room for improvement in my game.
DeAndre, your position requires a lot of attention and cohesiveness with your quarterback. It's been no secret. There's been a revolving door, and that is since you've been in the NFL. And you've maintained a lot of confidence in whoever it's been the quarterback for you. How has that been? How hard is it to compartmentalize or deal with the fact that it's been someone different every year throwing you the ball at the start of training camp?
That don't bother me at all. Long as they can give me the ball, that's, you know, I don't care what name is on the back of the jersey, honestly. As long as we win the games, that's all that matters to me. You know, everybody that plays quarterback in this league, they made it here for a reason. They can play at this level. So, you know, I don't doubt anybody that steps behind that center and, you know, that comes to work every day and dresses just like I do. You know, it's not an easy position at all. You know, they get a lot of crap because, you know, they're the leaders of the offense, and, you know, everything's on their shoulders. You know, but it's up to guys like me who put that behind and go to work no matter who's throwing the ball.
Senator, you mentored Will Fuller and Braxton Miller and a lot of the other young receivers last year. What have you seen from them? What do you hope for them this year in terms of their development as they work in tandem with you?
You know, they got a lot they can work on. I don't want to sit up here and speak for those guys, you know, because I'm not in their shoes. But, you know, they have a lot of room for improvement in their game. You know, I'm sure Will know he dropped some key balls last year, you know, but as a rookie, you know, you're not going to be perfect, but you want that to be in the back of your head. So when that time comes again, you take advantage of the situation.
Your thoughts on the upcoming draft? Quarterbacks, you know, that's what everyone's talking about. Do you follow that? You just figure, heck, when they get here, they get here.
Nah, I asked Andre a while back, do he follow the draft? He said no, so I don't follow the draft either.
DeAndre, what did you think when you found out Osweiler had been traded and he's gone after 1 year?
I didn't hear it again.
What did you think when you found out Osweiler was traded, gone after 1 year?
You know, I wish him luck. And I know he has a lot to prove in this league. I know he has a lot to still, you know, prove to himself. You know, but he's a good guy. You know, I know he's going to do well wherever he lands up at.
DeAndre, it's been reported that Deshaun Watson is going to meet with the team this week as a potential draft pick. Have you talked to him at all? Have you thought about what it might be like if he's in the quarterback room?
You know, I'm a Clemson guy, so I'm a little biased. You know, but as an organization, you know, they know who we need more so than, you know, my biased opinion would say who I want. You know, but, you know, wherever he go, I know he'll do fine. You win quarterback of the year back-to-back. You get snobbed of the Heisman. You know, in my eyes, he's a Heisman quarterback. But we haven't talked, you know, but we have mutual friends. I still have cousins that play at Clemson. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he would like to throw me the football.